Friends, I greet you with the words of Jesus. Let him who has ears hear. Lord, speak to us through your life-giving word, for we, your humble servants, are listening. Amen. Now, I'm sure you understand something of the story that Jesus told. I think even little children understand. Living in a valley of vineyards, surrounded by broadacre farmers, we know a lot about planting seeds. Or something about planting seeds, at least. And another season of seeding has been complete. We've got no control. We have control over the planting and seeding process. But the miracle of germination, of sprouting, of growth, and producing a harvest, we have no control over that. It's a mystery, something of a mystery. We plant in hope. Yes, well, the truth is, it's really all up to God. It's not up to us, is it? And yes, it really is. We pray for rain, and we pray for good conditions so that crops can flourish and mature and produce a harvest, but it's up to God. And God has been delivering this year, hasn't he? Doesn't it look just amazing in the countryside? And you go over in York Peninsula and it looks even more amazing. Crops are further advanced over there. We know that in this parable, Jesus is talking about sowing seed. But not simply just sowing seed. Jesus is the master storyteller. He uses physical pictures that we know and understand to lead us into deeper truths. He speaks about realities that are accessible and well known to us. And through these images, he leads us into the deeper truths of life in the world, life in his kingdom. And Jesus directs the parable of the sower to two sets of people. Those who hear the word of God, and that's our focus today, and those who speak the word of God. And that'll be our focus, I guess, later in the meeting, won't it? Today we look at the impact on ourselves as we listen to and hear God's word. And obviously, I include myself in that. We all hear God's word. We've heard it many times. But sometimes we just hear it on our terms, with a closed or a shut mind. Minds into which the word has no more chance of penetrating than seed does of germinating and taking root on a path. And there are many things that can close our mind to God's word. Prejudice can make us blind to things that we should see but don't want to see. An unteachable spirit can be a barrier that is not easily broken down. A spirit of pride can believe that, well, I know it all. I'm a self-made person. We can become blind to our human brokenness, frailty, and fallibility. Pride has no real understanding of a need of a personal Lord and Saviour. Fear can also close our mind. We may be well aware that things are not right in the world and not right with us personally, but we're afraid to get to the root of our problems. We're afraid to face the truth about ourselves. We're afraid of what it might mean for us and where it might lead us. And sometimes an ungodly and immoral character can close a person's mind. So we reject the truths that condemn us, truths that accuse us. We refuse to listen to them because forbidden fruit is, well, so much sweeter. so they say. And we fail to see how it eats at us and ultimately destroys us. Or we may hear God's word like seed in shallow ground. We're attracted by the teaching, and we all go with new crazes, don't we? We go with the flow and follow what others are doing. It sounds good to us. We don't think it through. We don't consider the consequences or what it might really mean for us. And that's how we can be when it comes to listening to God's word and hearing his word. We can be swept off with emotion. But no one can live on emotion alone. We live in a real world. And following Jesus reshapes every area and every aspect of our human lives. It shapes our relationships with others. Loving Jesus and loving others is a personal choice. Just like God's love first chose us. And he chose us in love. There was nothing good or nothing desirable about us that would make God want to be in a relationship with us, to love us and to care for us. But in Jesus, God chose us. In Jesus, God is choosing us. In Jesus, God will forever be choosing us. That is his love. And so, with the help of God's presence, we can choose to love in our relationships with others, in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our places of leisure, wherever we're at. And we need God's presence to help us to love. I said before, we don't live on emotion alone. We can get excited, and things can be good for the moment, but then reality sets in. We are kicked where it hurts. And our joy and enthusiasm quickly dies out and fades away. Sometimes we're like the ground that has weeds. It crowds out the good stuff. And it so easily happens in our world and in our lives without us even noticing what is happening. Our lives just get busier and busier and busier. We are in the fast lane all the time, and we seem to be moving faster and faster. So we crowd things out. We're too busy to pray, too busy to sit and listen to God speak to us through his life-giving word. Or, you know, we can even become too busy involved in good things, in charities, in responding to the needs of people around us in good ways. But we can do it in such a way that we have no time for the one who loves and serves us first. Life can become so stressful in its busyness. And you know that. And at what cost? It's often at the cost of the second best things becoming the enemy of what ought to be or what can be for us the very best. And that's making time for God, for him to change us within and to lead us to be his people. And you know, when we neglect our relationship with God, our life with God, our worship, our time with him, our lives are all the purer for it. So are we perhaps at times letting the second best become the best in our lives? And then we may hear God's word like seed that is sown into good ground. And praise God when that happens. And it does happen with God's help. It's only through his grace and goodness It's in his presence as he leads us to humbly listen to him and follow him. So what does truly receiving and listening to God's word look like in our lives, in your life, in my life? Well, it's having an open mind, isn't it? But not a mind that's so open that it's closed to those things that are the best for us, and it shuts them out. It's having a heart that's ready to hear and prepared to learn and grow. It's not being too proud to listen. It's a heart that longs to be redirected when it needs to be. And you know, how many times in life could we have saved ourselves from heartbreak had we just stopped and listened to the voice of God through his word or through the word of a friend, as a friend speaks to us what is God's will for us? When we truly hear God's word, we are like the good soil, the fertile soil that produces a crop. And what is a crop? Well, we begin to look more like Jesus. We think more like him. We speak more like him. We behave more like him. We love more like him and live more like him. And when we do that with his help, we bring blessing to others. Through hearts that love to serve, like Jesus served, we make a difference, all because we are listening and following the Master and obeying him. So where might you be at in your life when it comes to listening to God's word? We could be any one of all of those different soils at different times. And that's what makes Jesus the master storyteller. He captures us in all the situations and circumstances that we find ourselves at in life. For me, I guess at best, I am a work in progress. But that in itself is grace, isn't it? Pure grace. That God would persist with me and not give up on me. Just like God does not give up on any one of you. And isn't that amazing? That's grace. Because God has a plan and a purpose for you and me. Whether we're aware of it or not, God is speaking to us and we are listening. And he is active and involved in our lives. From the cradle to the grave, God is present and he is there with us. He's calling us to listen to him. He's equipping us for service in love for him. He's sending us in the presence and by the power of his Spirit to be his witnesses to those around us, to produce a harvest and to gather in a harvest that is going to be to his glory. Today, Jesus says to us, let him who has ears hear. So, Lord, give us ears and hearts to listen, minds to understand, lives to love and obey, and live like you, Jesus. God's word is true. Amen. And now, dear friends, may the peace of God keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus, that you may look more like him and live more like him day by day, for the blessing of others and to his glory. Amen.